Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria that killed nearly 30 people, most of them children. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says warplanes carried out 6 strikes on a village in rebel-held Idlib and hit a school complex. Both the observatory and the U.S. have said either the Syrian government or the Russian governments were responsible for the attack. Meantime, Russia's ambassador to the U.N. says he is unconvinced by a report linking the Syrian government to the use of chemical weapons in at least 3 instances. Vitaly Churkin says the report lacks sufficient testimony, material proof, and was full of contradictions, yet he offered a reserved level of praise for the investigators.
They were given an extremely difficult task to investigate things which happened 2 years ago without even visiting the sites which were involved. They did their best, I suppose.
An inspection team under the joint offices of the UN and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has issued a report on the incidents. The U.S., the U.K., and France want the UN Security Council to impose sanctions on the Syrian government for using chemical weapons. Ethiopian troops have been fighting Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, have vacated a series of military bases, sparking fears of a militant resurgence and a possible setback for African Union efforts to stabilize the country. The troop withdrawal comes at a vulnerable time as the government is organizing elections throughout November and the UN mission AMISOM is on the defensive following a string of high-profile Al-Shabaab attacks. This is VOA News.